Obviously, they're two very distinctive personalities. Mark has been very low-key since winning the election. He's been almost, except for a few appearances before the legislature, he's been pretty quiet behind the scenes.
Does that surprise you?
Yeah, it really does to a certain extent. I thought he'd be out there more than he is, but I think he's trying to get a grasp. Even though he was involved in county government as controller and still is the county controller, so he has a pretty good handle on the ins and outs, but it's still different when you're sitting in the 16th floor and you are the guy. So I think immediately, and we've already seen this, Mark is going to push heavily to restore funding for the culturals that was cut last year. I think he's going to try to restore some positions. I think he's planning to hit the ground running. Of course, we hear that, you know, Giambra said that, Gorski said that, Colin said that, Rutkowski said that. That's almost like political white noise to say, I'm going to hit the ground running.
If those, in fact, turn out to be the initiatives that he puts forward first, what kind of cooperation do you expect from the legislature?
Well, he has a 6-5 Democratic majority. The relations, I think, between the 16th floor and the legislature will be a little bit warmer than what they were under the Collins administration. But there's always been a certain amount of tension between the legislature and the county executive's office, and that won't dissipate. That will be there.
When we look at the National Historic Preservation Conference that took place in Buffalo, have we begun to capitalize in any way on that event happening in Buffalo?
We actually started capitalizing before the event took place, and we've seen some snippets of some of the spinoff from that. Some of the Toronto papers have done some pretty glowing stories about all things Buffalo since then, mainly because they were here covering the National Preservation Conference. And Dottie Gallagher, Ed Healy, Mike Even, the crew over at the Visit Buffalo Niagara, they're doing a very good outreach and follow-up. So the true impact from the Preservation Conference probably won't be felt immediately. Typically, conventions are booked in a couple years out. So probably 2013, 2014 is when we'll start to see the impact from this year's National Trust Convention.
And the likelihood of the conference returning to Buffalo?
They do it by regions once every 5 years, so.
So logistically, it's not really laid out for a return.
Yeah, it's much like the World Juniors. Everyone wanted to bring them back as soon as they ended, and there's a procedure, so probably the earliest the National Trust could return to Buffalo is maybe 10 years from now.
Jim, it's been nearly 10 years since the Seneca Nation has had a casino presence in Western New York, but it seems of late that the marketing effort has intensified, specifically with the billboard campaign. What is the ultimate objective here? Is it attendance? Is it image?
It's part of their outreach, not only into the Buffalo, Niagara, Western New York area, but into Pennsylvania, into Ohio, into Binghamton, into Syracuse, into Rochester, into Southern Ontario. It's nice to say you have a casino, but we're so tagline-oriented and so branding-oriented. You really need that hook to draw people in. And the folks over at Seneca Gaming, Jim Wise and his crew, that's really their bent. That's where they came from, is marketing, marketing, marketing. So really the new brand is marketing 101.
You know, I'm trying to think here when I look at myself individually. I mean, marketing might get me to try a certain soft drink, but I'm not a gambler. I mean, there's nothing that the Seneca Nation is going to do to get me on the casino floor. What kind of success can they expect from people who might be of a similar mindset? They're just not gamblers.
Well, remember, gambling obviously is their calling card, but there's restaurants, there's entertainment. To a certain extent, there's some retail, but really, you can go to the casino and not gamble. You can eat at the Western Door Steakhouse. You can eat at their buffet. You can go see acts. I mean, they've booked a lot of good acts there. Steve Winwood was there a couple years ago. Steve Miller was just there back in July.
Anybody not named Steve?
Crosby and Nash.
Well, there's a Steve there, too.
He wasn't with him. He wasn't with him, though.
Okay.
But, I mean, Little Feet was there earlier this year. So, I mean, you can go see the act at the Bears Den or the Event Center and, you know, go see the concert and leave and never set foot in the gaming part.
All right, fantastic. You know, we won't talk again until after the first of the month, so I wish you a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy holidays to all the listeners.
All right, thanks, Jim.
Yep.